Much of the discussion of health care in recent years has focused on who pays and how they pay. The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, notice starts with affordable, giving a major clue to our major set of concerns behind medical care in America. But there's also the issue of delivery of care and what kind of care is provided. Not everybody is entirely comfortable with the standard way of practicing medicine. Today we'll talk to a couple of NDs, naturopathic doctors, to learn about their practice and how people pay for it. They are from Siskiyou Vital Medicine in Medford, in business about a year now. Dr. Sarah Sue Myers on my left here. Welcome, Sarah.
Welcome. Thank you.
And McLean Duncan on my right. Welcome, McLean.
Thank you. Good morning, Jeff.
So the easy stuff, I've heard people even within the business pronounce it both ways. Do you call yourselves naturopaths or naturopaths?
Either is fine. It's tomato, tomato.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like naturopath. I don't know why, but it sounds just good to me for some reason. Yeah.
Gives more nature to it?
Exactly.
So tell us a bit about what goes on in naturopathy.
So with naturopathic medicine, we are educated in a four-year medical school. So we're educated, very similar curriculum to a traditional medical school. But with naturopathic medicine, we practice with the philosophy of treating the person and not just chasing symptoms. Another thing in addition to that is that we practice under the philosophy that the body has the ability to heal and that our approach is supporting the body in that healing process and not just giving a patient medicines to cover up symptoms, but really searching for the root cause and removing obstacles to cure are just a few of the principles of naturopathic medicine. We also have a huge teaching component with our patients and really like to develop and establish relationships with them to put that health back into their own hands.
I noticed that when I looked at a number of different websites about naturopathic medicine that it was pretty consistent right down the line. There's this element of teaching. So what is it you're teaching the patient about their own health, about health in general?
Yeah, I mean, it's about both. It's teaching them about, for example, we do a lot of physical exam and blood work. And so we talk to them and teach them about what's going on. What's going on with these numbers? What does that mean for them? Instead of just telling them, you have high cholesterol, like, end of story. It's like, well, what is that? And what are some of the reasons that this cholesterol could be elevated in the first place? And then talking to them about ways to improve it and not just ending with, well, you need to exercise more, but getting engaged in that process of here's what the benefits are. Here are some methods that can do that. What's coming up for you? What sounds good to you? And getting that involvement with the patient.
Does it involve then taking longer patient histories or just generally spending more time with patients, McLean?
I think it is. It is taking a little bit more time with patients and taking a more extensive history. And the reason we do the more extensive history is so that we really understand who people are and what makes them tick. A lot of the times in a conventional practice, you're limited for time. So in this model, we can really work on those things that make a big difference in people's lives. So we're really working on the preventative front as well as making sure people are safe. So a longer intake really gives us the ability to know, you know, what is Jeff like? What are his dislikes? What's going to work for him? What kind of strategies can we put in place to make those difficult changes? And usually the difficult changes are lifestyle changes. So nutrition, movement, rest, and kind of relationship with people. So it's, you know, we work on long-term solutions And that usually takes a little more time than just giving somebody a medication.
How much more time do you spend with them? I mean, what's an average patient visit like?
An average patient visit for me for first time is usually an hour to an hour and a half, and follow-up appointments are usually 45 minutes to an hour. And it really depends on the patient, too. We make time for people. So if it takes a little more than an hour and a half, we're flexible, and our model really makes that available to us. But, you know, we get a lot of people with chronic illness. They've been chronically ill for a long time, and many of them are on several medications. So it takes a while to go through and make sure that, you know, that this person is safe and that we can get them on the right track in a naturopathic sense and start utilizing their own ability to heal and removing those obstacles to cure that Sarah Sue was talking about.
McLean Duncan and Sarah Sue Myers are both NDs, naturopathic doctors at Siskiyou Vital Medicine in Medford. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions about the practices within naturopathic medicine. We'll also be talking about direct primary care, or DPC, and you can get in a part of this conversation. 800-838-3760, our phone number anywhere in the listening area. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Sarah Sue, you mentioned cholesterol as an example, and one of the things I've noticed, it seems like with conventional medicine, is that they're often trying to hit certain numbers with things like cholesterol. It's like you have to be at this level, mm-hmm. even if it doesn't necessarily feel right for the patient with the medication. And I wonder if you're as focused on numbers, or if you're looking at a little more of a overall holistic view of the whole body and the whole experience.
Yeah, well, the latter, definitely. With numbers, there is a lot of the example of cholesterol, for example, it's very dynamic right now, and it's changing a lot, and we're finding out that these numbers and these dietary recommendations that have been going on for decades are changing, and they've turned out to not have panned out so well. So with us, we look at the whole picture. You know, the reason cholesterol is an issue in the first place is because it's a risk factor for a cardiovascular event, heart attack, stroke. And so if somebody has elevated cholesterol and they have no family history of cardiovascular events, they have a healthy blood pressure, they have a regular sleep cycle, exercise, I'm not going to be as concerned about it as versus someone who maybe has some of those factors or diabetes, for example. And that's a whole education piece, and it takes a while to converse and have that conversation and get to a solution that doesn't necessarily involve getting a statin on board, but there are other ways to lower cholesterol levels.
You mentioned statins. You mentioned a couple of different medications, McLean, just generally. But what then is the realm of what naturopaths can and can't do in terms of prescribing medicines?
So that's a great question. In the state of Oregon, we're licensed primary care physicians with a very large scope. We can prescribe things like statins, antibiotics, your general antacids. The list goes on and on. And we have as many privileges as medical doctors, for the most part. There are some things that we're not able to prescribe, and those are some of the things I wouldn't want to ever prescribe to anyone. But you know, if the first thing is to make sure people are safe. So we oftentimes will utilize pharmaceuticals just to use them as a bridge, in a sense, to get people from a place that they're not so safe to a place that, you know, they can then come off the medications and just start using nutrition and regular movement to maintain their health.
So when you say that there are things you wouldn't want to prescribe, what mm-hmm. kinds of things would those be?
You know, a lot of the psychiatric meds, some of the heavy hitters, pain medications, chemotherapy drugs, those things are really are in the hands of specialists. And I think that, you know, they have it requires a lot of training to employ those things. And I would like to just leave that to the specialists. You know, our specialty is getting people to a space where they don't need medications as often. So that's kind of where we focus.
So you mentioned being licensed primary care physicians in the state of Oregon. Are there limits to what naturopaths can do there? Is there some point at which you say to a patient with a certain condition, not for us, you need to see somebody else?
You know, we're always, just as I said, we're always making sure people are safe. And within the primary care scope, we utilize a referral system. So when we see something come in and we suspect, you know, someone may have multiple sclerosis, or they may have an autoimmune condition, or they might, you know, they're presenting with a cancer picture in a way, then we're definitely referring out and making sure that those people have access to the specialists they need. And that's part of the primary care physician's practice, is making sure that people are getting the care they need from the specialist, so coordinating a patient's care. You know, as naturopathic primary care physicians, we can do minor office procedures, so minor surgeries. We can do urgent care visits, and in those urgent care visits, we can triage and get people to the ER if they need to go to the ER. But we're really about prevention. We're really about taking care of the things that we can take care of out of the hospital setting, and when people need a specialist, then we can go ahead and refer out to those people.
So Sarah Sue Myers, for the person who's never been to a naturopath before, or naturopath, depending on your preferred pronunciation, what are the differences they would notice in an office visit?
I think the first visit and the feedback I get from my patients a lot is just how relaxed it is and how easy it is to converse with us, for one thing. I think a huge second component, that another feedback I get from patients a lot, is that they feel heard. And that we're willing to listen to their story. And sometimes it is a long story. Like Dr. Duncan was saying, there's a lot of chronic illness conditions that come in. And some of those have been going on for years, and different medications that they've gone through, treatments, diagnoses. Do they even have the right diagnoses? And being able to hold space and listen to that and start to do the investigative work to get to the underlying problem or multiple underlying problems. I think another one is that our clinic is a much more relaxed and does feel like a second home to some of our patients. They really enjoy coming in there. They always leave with a smile on their face and feel like a community.
It's been a year now since you established SKU Vital Medicine, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And had you been practicing someplace else before, or is this the first thing out of ND school?
This is our first venture out of school and out of training, and we decided to make the Rogue Valley our new home, so we're excited to be here.
Do I understand that SKU Vital Medicine is the only naturopathic office that does direct primary care in Oregon?
It is, and it's the only one in the country as well.
Really?
It is,
yeah.
Yes.
Which then brings us into the realm of what is direct primary care. So, as we start to head down the road of the DPC model, let me invite our guests to join us once again, our listeners. You can take part in this conversation as we talk to the naturopathic physicians Sarah Sue Myers and McLean Duncan from SKU Vital Medicine. We can talk about naturopathy. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or naturopathy. or you could talk about direct primary care as well. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So direct primary care, what is it?
So, Jeff, I just wanted to go back to, and this will tie into direct primary care, go back to what Dr. Myers was saying about time. People really feel that our practice is relaxed. And the reason that is that we practice direct primary care, which means that people pay a monthly membership fee for unrestricted access to our services. So much like a gym membership, people will pay a fee and then they get to come in and see us whenever they need to see us for whatever they need to see us, as long as it's medically necessary and then they need the care that is necessary for them to maintain their health. So it's really removed the financial barriers to seeing your physician, and it's brought a direct relationship between the physician and the patient.
So what do you get for your membership, and how much is the membership? It is a membership, right?
It is a membership, yes. So for your membership, you get unrestricted access to primary care services. So we talked about the lifestyle things, the lab testing, imaging, minor office procedures, urgent care. We do technology visits, so meaning we're taking advantage of all the new technology, FaceTime, Facebook, Twitter, anything. And it's literally a direct relationship between the patient and the physician. There isn't somebody between me and my patients. They contact me directly either by phone or by email or by those other things that we're talking about. We do make house calls. We hold classes. We interact with our patients through various educational venues. And then, our fees are fractions of what people will usually have as deductibles. So most people will have a $3,000 to $5,000 deductible. And our most popular plan is only $1,200 a year. So you can see
$100 a month.
$100 a month, exactly. But for that, you get all of those services. And we also offer same-week appointments, and we offer urgent care visits daily. Mm-hmm. So people really have access.
You are subject to a lot of the same rules and regulations, I would think, as licensed practicing physicians. I mean, you have to when you talked about social media, I was remembering that there's still HIPAA, which requires patient confidentiality, for example, right?
Yeah. Correct. And when Dr. Duncan mentioned some of the social media, that's just more for general interaction with our patients, posting recent updated articles. The health world is a very dynamic world. As far as some of the virtual patient interactions, For example, you know, my husband and I have traveled a lot in this past month for family-related purposes, but it didn't stop me from working. I was able to have phone visits and check-ins with my patients during that time and proceed that way and make sure that they are still getting the care they need. And luckily, Dr. Duncan is there in the office, too, if anything, you know, urgent comes up, in order to keep them safe, referring them to them. But having that communication, because like we were saying, there's a lot of lifestyle changes that we do with our patients, because it's a very foundational component. Before we're throwing herbs and supplements, it's getting into living within the laws of nature. And that takes time, and it takes a lot of counseling and troubleshooting with that for a lot of people.
That's an interesting concept, living within the laws of nature. I mean, is it the position of naturopathy generally that you're trying to figure out a place where conventional medicine seems to try to be stretching the laws of nature a bit?
That's a good question. You know, with living within the laws of nature, I think we've gotten out of touch within, for example, let's talk about sleep. Mm-hmm. The cycles of sleep, and with technology and our entertainment and, you know, artificial lighting, we're prone to stay up a lot later than we're supposed to. And then we wake up fatigued and feeling really tired in the morning and having a hard time getting to work because of that. And also, you know, having the technology in front of us affects the melatonin in our brain. And so that's interfering with our sleep as well. And so I think that that's just starting to be recognized, and having more sleep hygiene at night, with what would it look like if we were living 100 years ago? Were there these sleep issues like there are today?
So, for example, if somebody comes in and complains about excessive fatigue, one of the first things you're going to ask is how much sleep they're getting?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that extensive intake, and we're going to figure out what's going on, not just, okay, you're fatigued, here, you know, here's a medication, or you might be depressed, here's an antidepressant.
Yeah.
We're going to really start digging into your life and mm-hmm. trying to really understand what is happening.
Yeah, and the solution may actually be really simple and obvious, and it's sometimes just overlooked because it is so simple.
When you mentioned digging into people's lives, I wonder if you get a fair amount of resistance from people who are not used to having this much probing into their own history, because, you know, generally you're asked how you're feeling today and, you know, what you might have been feeling in recent weeks and that sort of thing. But as you go back and talk about digging into a person's health behaviors up to this point, I mean, mm-hmm. are they sometimes a little reluctant to come up with the information?
You know, I have had a few people, and mostly men, and I can relate, you know, but for the most part, people say that, wow, I've never had this question asked before. This is new. I really like this. I'm feeling like I'm heard and I can tell my story. That's more of the reaction we get than the latter.
Yeah, and I think that there's a huge trust component, and because we have these longer visits, we're establishing relationships with our patients, and we're here to serve them, and we're providing knowledge and sharing that as much as we can. And so I think also that relationship, you know, establishes that trust for patients to open up, and if they're not, that provides a lot of information for us too of where that healing needs to take place.
You mean the things that people don't want to talk about?
Yeah.
It becomes clear?
Or wherever there's resistance, you know, it gives a whole illustration of what's going on at that physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level.
Sarah Sue Myers and McLean Duncan are guests on the Jefferson Exchange, both NDs, naturopathic or naturopathic doctors at Siskiyou Vital Medicine in Medford. We're talking about naturopathy and direct primary care, or DPC. Both are provided there at Siskiyou Vital Medicine. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. You might have questions about procedures on either end, the DPC part or the naturopathy part. 800-838-3760 by phone around the region, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Dr. Myers, you started talking about herbs and supplements. Are these a big part of the practice?
So we do have a medicinary at our clinic, and actually one of the benefits of being, so one of the memberships is called a summit membership, where you're paying $100 a month, and you get 30% off all medicines from our clinic. So it pretty close to wholesale price at that point. We do have a handful of medicines that we kind of consider more like foods that we'll use pretty regularly with patients, you know, like different fats, fish oils, probiotics. But we do have a huge option of other tools to work with. But usually all three of us don't throw a lot of medicines at our patients initially. We try to establish those foundations and use the herbs just like the pharmaceuticals like Dr. Duncan was talking about earlier. Like, let's get them in for a little bit to have their therapeutic value. But I don't want to see you on those forever because that's not sustainable. And that's not within laws of nature either.
So one of the reasons that people will often come see you for the first time, since you're clearly more about health maintenance than acute care, if that's a fair assessment, what kinds of things are going to bring people through the door in the first place often?
Well, for naturopathic medicine in general, I think that it's a small profession still, and a lot of people haven't heard about it. So we get a lot of chronic illness that comes through the door. A lot of people that have been everywhere else, have tried everything else, have tried the medications. So this is something that they found or they heard about through a friend. So we get a lot of that coming through the door. But now with our direct primary care model, people are realizing they can save a lot of money and they can get a lot of care. They get unrestricted access to great primary care medicine. So that's starting to bring people into our practice more.
Our discussion will continue. We'll come back from the break and we'll still have McLean Duncan and Sarah Sue Myers here. So caller on the line, please hold the line. We'll come back to you in just a moment. And you can join the discussion as well as we talk about naturopathy and direct primary care with McLean Duncan and Sarah Sue Myers. Let me remind you on the way to the break, though, of course, it is the second to last day of the fall fund drive, and we're seeking your support to make sure we can keep Jefferson Public Radio on the air. We have crossed that $90,000 mark on our way to $190,000, we hope, in about 36 hours. Please call 888-552-6191 or ijpr.org. It's 8:36, and you're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio, available on the radio, obviously, but also available online at jeffexchange.org. You'll find our program topics, recordings attached to those once the programs have aired, and a look ahead to the next edition of the Jefferson Exchange, all at jeffexchange.org with our streaming service. You can listen to any of the three channels of Jefferson Public Radio through that website. It's part of the larger ijpr.org. You can find us on Facebook as well, and if you like us, our information ends up on your Facebook news feed on a regular basis. You can follow us on Twitter at Jeff Exchange, and of course, you can take part in our discussions as they happen. We're talking right now to a couple of naturopathic doctors from Siskiyou Vital Medicine, Sarah Sue Myers and McLean Duncan, and you can join us as we talk about naturopathy or direct primary care. They feature both at their clinic. 800-838-3760 is the phone number. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's that call from Natasha in Ashland. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. I'm kind of curious with the direct primary care that they offer. So from what I understand, they have various monthly rates. Do they also take Medicare? And could they repeat what those monthly rates were? Thank you.
Okay, rates and Medicare, which gets to the larger question of insurance. So why don't you take that on, McLean Duncan?
Sure. So our rates are starting out at our base camp rate is $70 a month, and our summit plan is $100 a month. And the difference between those can be found out on our website, and there are a lot more details on our website at siskiyouvitamedicine.com. But essentially, the summit plan gives you a 30% off the medicinary, just as Dr. Sarah Sue was talking about, as well as discounts on house calls, and also makes it more affordable if you to have children. If you have children on as a summit member, if you have children, then you get $5 off for each additional child that you sign up. Regarding Medicaid and Medicare, we do not contract with any insurance companies, and we don't submit any billing to any insurance company. So that kind of eliminates that possibility of us taking on Medicaid and Medicare patients. However, we do have Medicaid and Medicare patients in our practice. It's just the rule is they can't submit any claims and we can't submit any claims. And that's part of the legislature that's in place in the state of Oregon regarding direct primary care practices or concierge practices for that matter.
Well, okay, that brings up another question, which is if DPC and concierge care are the same thing.
No, they're not. They're kind of similar in the sense that you do pay a monthly fee or yearly fee. Concierge practices, though, continue to bill insurance companies. So essentially, you're just paying to be a member of the practice and it holds your space in the practice, but they still continue to bill the insurance companies for things that you would get in a primary care physician's office. And that's the reason that we chose to be a direct primary care practice, is that we think that insurance is fabulous and everybody should have insurance. But insurance, I think, has been kind of morphed into this over encompassing overall service that should be, I think, more catastrophic based in nature. So, you know, your auto insurance is for when you get into a car accident. It's not for changing the oil in your car or changing or getting new tires. You know, primary care medicine is about prevention and the maintenance things in life. You know, if I get a stomach ache or I get the flu or I need my blood tested, then I go to the primary care physician. That's not an emergency. So what we're doing is we're making things much more affordable. We're getting lab testing for thousands of percents off, you know, typical blood lab in a traditional model would cost you $30 to $50, and we get those lab tests for $5 a piece. And you know, we can get wholesale on medications, and we just pass all of those on to our patients. We don't really, and furthermore, we don't charge for our procedures either. So if someone comes in and needs stitches, that's totally covered in the monthly membership fee. So you can see for $70 or $100 a month, you're getting quite a value. There's no dealing with the insurance company. There's no, you know, long waits. There's no copay. There's no paying your deductible or meeting your deductible. It's just pretty affordable. It's pretty flat and straightforward.
So for the $100 a month, I could see you twice a week for 4 weeks or something within that month, and no extra charge over the $100.
No charges. And people often say, you know, I feel guilty. I didn't pay you today. And you know, and that's great. I think that's a success that, you know, people don't have to come in and pay every time they see a physician. And sometimes being naturopathic physicians, we have treatment protocols that really work on those foundations, as Dr. Myers was speaking to. And sometimes I need to see you twice a week for 4 weeks or three times a month or, you know, on and on. So it really, mm-hmm. it benefits the patient and it benefits us as the physician. And it really unlocks the accessibility to naturopathic care, as naturopathic care has been kind of been inaccessible due to the expense to the patient.
You mentioned the lab costs to you. Do you charge for labs above the fee, or is that part of the fee?
It's above the fee. So for a member, we cover the basics. So we cover the first basic lab panel, which includes just looking at red blood cell, white blood cells, the lipids, blood sugars, things like that. And then any additional testing, the patient actually pays for those. But we get all of those labs at wholesale. You know, most labs are marked up 3,000 to 5,000%, and we're getting those markedly reduced and just passing those on to the mm-hmm. patients.
All right, you said no Medicare, and we have a question from Annette and Eugene about Medicare, which you just answered, or OHP. I imagine you don't cover Oregon Health Plan either. Okay, there's a no there. And then do you use cannabis, CBD, for healing is what Annette and Eugene would like to ask secondarily.
As naturopathic physicians, we're not allowed to prescribe marijuana or CBDs or any THCs. And we would refer those out to the medical doctors or the physician's assistants or nurse practitioners.
How have you been in practice for a year now? So how has mm-hmm. been the growth of your business over that time at 6Q Vital Medicine?
Well, so when we started last year, we were not under this model. We switched this model
in February.
And I feel like when we made that switch, that was when things really started picking up. You know, we were chatting a little bit before this, and what I've heard from my colleagues, people that go out and start up their clinics essentially from scratch like we did, it typically takes 2 to 3 years to build up your business before you're out of the red zone, right? And we came in with 3 new doctors, and yeah, I'd like to say that it's going pretty well. You know, we're pretty busy. Our patients' population's growing every day. I think we're offering something really unique and something that people want. You know, we're trying to establish this relationship within the community to offer accessible health care. And that's something we're really passionate about. And also, we want to offer medicine that actually creates healing. And so those 2 visits a week for a month may be necessary to really get you on that trajectory.
So well care rather than sick care.
Exactly.
All right. Naturopathic doctors, both Sarah Sue Myers and McLean Duncan, are part of the practice at Siskiyou Vital Medicine. They are 2/3 of the practice, and we've been talking about naturopathy and direct primary care on the Jefferson Exchange. I want to thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.